Thank you and good morning. On Friday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department issued a be on the lookout for a mother and daughter in what was initially considered an incident of parental abduction in Eureka. Police initially believe that the mother, Nadine Schifano, had taken 10-year-old Mackenzie Fleek from her Dolbear Street home without permission. Eureka Police issued a call to the community to keep an eye out for Schifano's car and for her and the girl. By Sunday morning, however, police had provided an update and canceled the bolo and reported that the girl was out of state on a trip with her father and that Schifano was cleared of any wrongdoing. Saturday night played host to the world's biggest and best Christmas truckers parade as dozens of vehicles decked in their Christmas finest rolled through Eureka with the proceeds from this year's event headed toward the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. The trucks were judged on their light displays in two categories, large truck and small truck, and taking home top honors in the large truck category was Santa's Delight from the Humboldt Community Services Division. County Public Works took second prize with their Santa and Reindeer. In the small truck category, it was the Kerwitz family taking home top honors, and in second, the Dave Bird fire truck. Arcata Police got an assist from county law enforcement agencies following a high-speed pursuit that ended near Scotia early Friday morning. Arcata Police had responded to the Super 8 Motel in Valley West and learned that a woman who was in the room with a suspect named Wesley Nance was robbed at gunpoint by two of Nance's friends, and then all three men fled the scene. They led police on a vehicle pursuit south through Eureka until police ran them down on Highway 101. Nance was arrested along with Richard Valdez of Sacramento, and both were booked for armed robbery. The third suspect was not in the vehicle and has not been identified. Humboldt State Police are asking for the public's help in identifying two HSU students suspected of sending a third man to the hospital with a head injury following a physical altercation last week. The suspects had fled the scene before police arrived, and officers followed the victim, who had driven from the scene before police stopped the vehicle on Gentoli Lane. The victim said it was an attempted armed robbery and told officers that two black men, one tall and slim, maybe named Rob, and a second man, both believed to be students, attempted to rob him. The suspects remain at large. A reminder for county residents that the first installment of property taxes is due today. Normally, taxes are due by December 10th, but it fell on a Saturday, kicking the deadline over to the next business day. Tax bills must be postmarked by 5 o'clock this afternoon to avoid being late. For more information, contact the county tax collector's office. Jordan Christmas has county news as well.
The county has now opened the application period for those interested in serving on the Measure Z Advisory Board, and there are 4 seats available on the board. The positions include the 3rd District Supervisor appointee, 2 open at-large seats decided by the board, and the Fire Chief Association's appointee. Interested parties need to fill out an application and return it before January 12th. The Citizens Advisory Committee begins meeting in the new year on January 27th.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local residents interested in obtaining county permits for the cultivation of medical marijuana have until December 31st to get their applications into the Planning and Building Department. If you do not apply for a cultivation permit by the deadline, you won't be able to obtain one until the county completes its environmental impact report sometime next year. For more information, contact the Planning Department. Jordan Christmas is our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we take a look at the impact that crab fishing, both historically and currently, has had on the economy of the region. The crab fishing fleet in Northern California has been on the water since the first of the month, bringing in hauls they were prevented from catching a year ago, after the season was severely truncated due to domoic acid levels. The crab fishing along the North Coast remains the most lucrative fishing product in the region. By the 1960s, the timber industry was in decline, and that led to an expansion of fishing in the region. Groundfish, crab, and salmon were the moneymakers, and the annual landings in the Port of Eureka steadily increased from 1947 through 1980. Groundfish landings peaked in 1987, while crab fishing endured its yearly fluctuations from a high of 33 million pounds of crab in 1977 to a low of 7.3 million pounds in 2003. Crab fishing in our region is a multi-million dollar industry, and it plays a key role in the economic health of the cities and towns in Northern California and in Southern Oregon.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.